feels I do, feels I do, feels I do, friends of you.
We pray that our broadcast was a blessing to you. If you would like to have a copy of today's message on CD, please contact us at www.joydara.org or at our postal service at P.O. Box 6006, Alexandria, Louisiana, 71307. Or you can call us at 1-888-JOY-DARA. That's 1-888-563-3232. Again, that's 1-888-563-3232. Thank you for listening to today's broadcast. May God bless you and yours.
Oh, he's a wonder in my
soul. I feel that, y'all.
Ladies and gentlemen, the gospel is on your radio.
I'm thirsty.
This is KAYT, Gina, Alexandria, 88.1. K255BT, Monroe, West Monroe, 98.9. K223BI, Greenwood, Shreveport, 92.5. KQJO, St. Joseph, Natchez, 99.3. He's a wonder. And the gospel continues to grow. Praising the Lord. In Senla and in Miss Lou.
My soul. Come on, mama, and tell me what he's been to you.
KAYT listeners, help us welcome 100.1 FM in Lake Charles, Louisiana.
Good morning. Thank you for tuning in to Sunday Worship here at Christian Love Baptist Church, where our pastor is Reverend Larry R. Turner. We're located at 3515 Hudson Boulevard in Alexandria, Louisiana. We, the Christian Love family, invite you to come and worship with us. Our Sunday school starts at 9:30, followed by our worship service at 11. Come experience our in-depth Bible study at 6:30 on Wednesday night. Our doors are always open. It's always worth a trip here at Christian Love Baptist Church.
Somebody say, oh yeah.
Oh yeah.
I don't know why, but I think that,
oh yeah.
I know he will because he said he will.
Oh yeah. Yeah.
Yeah. Hey, yeah, hey, yeah. I said, I know he will.
I know he will.
I said, I know he will.
I know he will.
He said he will.
He said he will.
He said he will.
He said he will.
The glory, all of the thanksgiving be unto the Almighty and to the living God, Jesus, who is our Lord and our Savior, and to the power, to the indwelling and the presence of God's Holy Spirit, to my wife, First Lady, to these deacons who confidently carry the covenant of Christ, Minister Harbor, Minister William, Minister William. To these ministers of music, Pastor Thompson and his First Lady. Radio ministry. I say billions, Wayne, because now we are worldwide. You can listen. There's someone hearing us in France, Switzerland, Great Britain, Germany, There is even someone listening to us in Japan. Our soldiers can hear us on the World Wide Web, realmusic.net. When we asked God to enlarge our territory, we had no idea how he would do it. We knew he would do it. We just had no idea how. And to you, O citizens of the kingdom of God, I greet you all in the name of our Lord and our Savior Jesus, who is the Christ. There is a word from the Lord that is found today in the book of Philippians, chapter 3. I've got to be theologically correct and sound, because Reverend Thompson is here and he will critique my every word. He's a bishop graduate, and I forgive him for not going to Louisiana Baptist University. I forgive him for that. But he's here. I'm hearing many of us say that they are moving forward. I want to talk to you today from the book of Philippians, chapter 3, verse 13 and 14. Paul speaks to us this morning, and Paul says, he gives you a clue when he starts verse 13. He gives you a clue as to who he's talking to, because he addresses us as brethren. That gives you a clue that he's talking to those who are believers in Christ. You see, when you say them, that could mean anyone. It's broad in its introduction, but when you say brethren, it means that you are talking to those who believe in Christ Jesus, which is that living organism that we call the church. So Paul is meticulous in his writing here, because he says, brethren, I count not myself to have apprehended. But look on the side of that colon, because Paul keeps his train of thought going. He says, but this one thing I do, forgetting those things which are behind and reaching forward unto those things which are before, I press toward the mark for the prize. Somebody said prize. My friends, you have a prize. For the prize of the high calling of God in Christ Jesus. I want to talk to you today about moving forward. The grass will wither, the flower it will fade, but the word of our God will stand forever. Moving forward. Say that with me, moving forward. Moving forward. Moving forward. Paul talks to us today, he speaks to us about moving forward. Moving, I took the liberty, first of all, the grass will wither, the flower it will fade, but the word of our God will stand forever. I took the liberty upon myself of looking up the word moving. The word moving means to change positions. When we are moving, it means that we are changing positions. Your position changes when you move. Many of us are in misery because we're not moving. Our position is not changing. I took the liberty upon myself of looking up the word forward, and it caught, confined, and captivated my attention because forward means ready. It means that I'm ready. It means that when we are going forward, that we are advanced. I want every Christian here to know, and Paul wants us to know, that if we are a Christian, we should be moving forward. God does not want us to move backwards. That's why he closed up the Red Sea. Because he doesn't want us to go back. To go back into misery. To go back into depression. To go back into a heartache. To go back into an abusive relationship. He does not want us to go. In our text, Paul makes it perfectly clear that we are to move forward. If we are people that are going to move forward, if we are a people that is going to go somewhere, then we must move in the direction that God wants us to go. God has a designated place that he wants to get us to. It is God's will for us that we move forward, because forward is where our blessings are. God wants us to get to a place where our blessings are. Until you move forward, children, you will not find that peace. You will not find that joy until you move forward. Now, moving forward does not come by just saying. Moving forward comes by your faith and by your works. James said it best, faith without works is dead. You can say that you're rich all you want, but if you never make any effort to do the things that it takes, then you are forever will be poor. If you are unemployed and you don't look for a job, your condition is only going to worsen. Moving forward, first of all, there are three things that must take place. First of all, put the scripture back up. When you look at the scripture, when you look at verse 13, moving forward, first of all, Paul says, I count not myself to have apprehended, but this one thing I do. The first thing in moving forward is you must release past pains. Somebody said, release past pains. Touch your neighbor and say, neighbor, you got to let it go. You've been hurt. You've been torn up. But you must if you don't forget, it will forever control your life. Listen, children, we allow our enemies to control us. We keep them alive. We make them larger than life because we keep bringing them up. We allow ourselves to become prisoners because we keep that anger. And every time we think about them, we want to do them some harm. We make them larger than life. We keep them alive. I want to talk to you today, bury them. You crucified them. Just go ahead and bury them. Forgetting those things. Now, somebody say, Pastor, I've been so hurt till I can't forget it. If you get in the Word of God, if you yield your life to Christ, Jesus will come along line upon line, precept upon precept, a little here, a little there, day by day, he will take that pain away. You know why some of us still have pain? It's because we still want to hold on to it. We become immune to it, and we are still holding that pain. We have become prisoners. We are incarcerated by our past pain. It's over. It's over. Somebody say Manasseh. Yes. Manasseh is the son of Joseph. Manasseh is the son of Joseph after everything that Joseph had gone through. After all of the things, Joseph had been forsaken by his brothers, put in a pit, sold to slaves, accused of rape, put in jail, and finally God brings him up out of the pit, takes him to the palace. You do know that you won't be in the pit for the rest of your life. Takes him out of the pit, out of prison, puts him in the palace, and he marries Pharaoh's daughter and Joseph's first son. He named him Manasseh, which means my God has taken the hurt away. God, if you let him, is going to do something, some things in your life to take the pain away. And you miss your cue to shout. That was your cue right there. You should be shouting in advance right now. I know you said, Pastor, I'm hurting. And not everybody in here is hurting. But I want to tell you something. When you start shouting, when you give the word of God, when you allow God, God is going to do some things as you walk to take the pain away. Man, let me tell you, in just a little while, somebody, you're going to be so full of joy. You're going to have so much peace in your life when you let God do it. After a while, when someone brings up that thing, whatever that it was, you're going to say, oh, I forgot all about that. You're going to be so happy. You're going to have so much joy in your life is because of God is going. How many of you know God can do some big things?
That's right.
God can do some stuff. God knows how to go in and open you up to where he can take that pain away. In fact, if you look at your life right now, you're pretty happy now, aren't you? I mean, God, if you look at it right now, you got legs to walk, you got clothes on your back, you got a roof over your head, you have food to eat. Are you with me yet? Your children, look at them. They're not doing bad. I don't see little babies in here starving to death. In fact, you're doing pretty good. So therefore, you've got something to shout about. And honey, let me help you now. If you think that you're doing good right now, just keep serving the Lord. God has so much more. Release the past pain. To move forward, you must release those things which so easily beset you. Let it go. I was telling somebody the other day, just day before yesterday, I said, I'm not angry anymore. And I feel so much better. Martin Luther King said, hate is too big for one man to carry around. You will be surprised when you stop being angry how well you will sleep.
when you're not angry anymore. Can I help somebody today? I just said it yesterday. Let me say it again. The person that you're angry at, that person is going to sleep every night. Here you are taking Ambien. Release the past pain so that you can move forward. It has become stale. Release that pain, that thing that has brought you from so many blessings. That thing that has denied you of what God has for you. It has delayed it. It has deferred it because we're holding on to it. Let it go. Honey, he left. In fact, if you wait 12 months, you'll be thanking him for leaving. I ain't going to have a single friend when I leave here today. There are some girls that I'm so glad. Well, now when I see them, now I say, thank you. Thank you. Are you with me yet? Watch this. There are some cars you ought to thank God that you didn't get. A house that you ought to thank God that you didn't get. You were mad. You were angry. You were disappointed. You were angry at the banker. You were angry at someone. You were angry at